Thanks for joining us as we continue to pray through the Bible. Isaiah 61:10. The prophet writes, "I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall exult in my God, for he has clothed me with the garments of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness." The good news begins with bad news. I am separated from God and can do absolutely nothing about it. My best effort on my best day cannot bridge the great divide. My only option is to turn to Christ and trust in him as the one, the only one who paid the penalty for my sin on the cross. And when I stand before the judge having trusted in Christ, Isaiah tells us that two things happen. First, God clothes me with the garments of salvation, not on the basis of what I have done, but fully on the merits of Christ's work on the cross. God rescues me from an eternity separated from him. He declares me not guilty. That's called justification. Not guilty. He takes off my old worn-out clothes and gives me a beautiful, clean wardrobe. Garments of salvation. And then secondly, God gives me a robe of his righteousness. Not only does God declare me not guilty, he declares me righteous. When he looks on me, dressed in the garments of salvation and the robe of righteousness, he views me as blameless. Think about it. Blameless because of the work of Jesus on the cross. The good news begins with bad news. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and our sin deserves death, physical, emotional, spiritual. But the good news is that Jesus came and did for us what we could not do for ourselves. And when we trust in Jesus as the only way to know God, we are set free from our old clothes and our old way, and finally can enjoy the fellowship of the living God. That, by the way, is what we wanted all along, isn't it? So here's a talking point today. Just ask God to give you the courage to share his good news with someone he has placed in your life. You want to do that because of the great things, the great spiritual work that God has done in your life. He's clothed you with the garments of salvation and given you a robe of righteousness. Lord Jesus, thank you for your work on the cross to make my salvation possible. Thank you for a new set of clothes and a beautiful robe of righteousness. In your name I pray. Amen.